Simen Rei Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh Oimrim Shemi Shekibol Olav Shabbos Koidim Shecha Sheicha. If a person was Makabel Shabbos Miboid Yoim Muta loyma li Yisrael chaveiroi lase loyma lochem. So he's allowed to tell another Yid to do a melacha for him. Another Yid who was not mekabel Shabbos, so even though by him it is Shabbos, but since by the other Yid it's not Shabbos, so he's allowed to tell him behedya to do a melacha. Hago, umuta lehanais ma'isa hamalacha b'Shabbos. He's allowed to derive benefit from this malacha that was done for him. He's allowed to derive benefit from this in Shabbos. That means he tells someone to put on their conditioner, to put on the lights. So this is muta, because the other yid was not mekabel Shabbos. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Muta loymar the kivon shel chaveiro imuta. By the other yid, it's muta. Ein iser amira shayich bazem. So there's no iser amira to tell a yid to do a malachim, which is muta for him to do. Osiv ze ayri sheyesh shuhus harbei ad beina shmoshe. So means it is not, it is more than a half an hour before beina shmoshe. The imu samuch le beina shmoshe. If it is very close to beina shmoshe, it means it's a half an hour. This is the cheshbon we had before, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that a half an hour before the second shkia, everyone was already mekabel tois v'Shabbos. V'vadai kiblu roiv anshei heir Shabbos, v'amiyut nigrar achreyem bal kolchoi. So the other Yidden who weren't mekabel Shabbos are also also b'malachim. Uchadalel b'siv yud beis. V'lai shayich din zem k'shemagia somuch. V'lai shayich din zem. So it's not shayich this din. Because and then in that Shman, everyone is also to do a malachim. Anudim, kshemagia samuch lebeina shmoshes, it's close to beina shmoshes, and in the shul they want to be mekabel Shabbos, al yamtinu loymar mizmor shili yema Shabbos, oy sham amorim hanoigim loymar bishvil kabbal Shabbos, bishvil eiza anoshim hoiskim beveisam binyoneim amashim lovi lebeis haknesses. That means that is not their achrayis. It's close to beina shmoshes. Now is the time for the tzibur to be mekabel tois v'Shabbos. So mameli, even though there are still people who have things to do, and by being mekabel Shabbos, they'll be also to do what they want to do, it is not achrayis on the tzibur to be doyik for these people. That means this is this man to be mekabel Shabbos, so they should be mekabel Shabbos. Something in Shmuin is something else, so it's doyik Shabbos. Umuta lehonais ma'isa hamalache, v'maitzoi Shabbos. Now, let's to speak about another case. It's Meitzoi Shabbos. Mi shema'acha lehispalo b'meitzoi Shabbos, oi shemamshir sudosoi balaylo. That means Reuven is in the middle of Shalishudis. He wants to have a long Shalishudis, a Dveikistike Shalishudis. Or he's not interested in davening Meirev now. And that is, and the Olam, it's after Shabbos. And the Olam, the daven Meirev, and he didn't daven Meirev. Muta loima lechaveira Yisrael shekvar hispalo vehivdil lazis loima lartoi lahadlik loineirais levashaloi. That means he's in the middle of Shalashudis and he wants Yenna should be madlik neiris for him, so the Shalashudis will be more illuminated. To make a kugel for him for Shalashudis. And this is Muta, because by Yena, it's Oy Shabbos. Muta lehones v'lechel mimalachtoy. And he's allowed to have enough from the Malachim. Again, he's telling a Yid to do a Malachim that is Muta for the Yid to do. Chain nearly. Let us see. V'chosh kein b'meitzoy Shabbos. That means in order to appreciate what is happening over here, the first halach is a Rashi Masech Shabbos that has a raya from a Gemara. And it means a Tosfos that says this. That if a person is Mekabel Shabbos, he's allowed to tell another Yid that's not Mekabel Shabbos. That was not Mekabel Shabbos to do a Malach. And this is a Rashba and a Tosfos. Zot de Ramah, if they were Matel, Erev Shabbos, the Yid was Mekabel Shabbos, by him it's Shabbos already. He has no way to. Va'avalpi came the Rashba and Tosfos says it's Mutam. So Meitzoy Shabbos, so the Yid was telling the other Yid to do a Malach. He himself could make it Oy Shabbos. That means this is a much easier case. He can make it Oy Shabbos if he wants. He doesn't want to. But it's beyond that to make it Oy Shabbos. So if before Erev Shabbos it's Mutam, Koshke Meitzoy Shabbos it should be Mutam. That was the Gemara was Moisev. That means he doesn't have a Rashba in this case. But the Gemara says, I can figure out this Halachim. Because I call Mochema, Perish. Do Be'erim Shabbos, Kvar Kibbul Shabbos. In Erim Shabbos, the first case, he was Mekabul Shabbos. The Yevshalazah, he can't change his matzah. It is mutter for him to tell another Yid to do a malache, v'choshkein meitzoy Shabbos. The whole shah v'shah imroite mispalol umamdu. It's biyodai for he himself to make it Oy Shabbos. Mikoshkein the mutter loima. She's allowed to tell another Yid. Yad, he brings down, and Dirshe brings down from a tshuva, from a goyim Rav Shmuel Vozner Shlitim, but he says as follows. This halach is speaking about, let's say it's Meitzoy Shabbos, it's this man that everyone holds, it's Yilat to do Malachi. And he's interested to be Mamshech v'shalashudis. So, and here we have this din. He's permitted to tell another Yid to do a Malachi. He says, but what is, let's say, he holds, he's knowing like the Rabbeinu Tam. He waits 72 minutes. This other Yid is, he's knowing like other Shitas, other Poskim, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. By him, 45 minutes after the Shki is already, the Agudas HaRabbonim was making all this. By him, he's making after 45 minutes. So he says, then we don't have this halachim, because if I personally hold, I'm knowing that it's still Shabbos, I hold it's still Shabbos, and then I'm not permitted to tell them to do a malacha for me. Because lefi hanagoyzai, it's no Shabbos. So, fine. He's follow the Ivdil. So I'm allowed to tell someone to do a malacha who daven ma'ariv and was mabdil. Hainu shehivdil betfilim. The bezemuta lasses malacha. In this case, he's allowed to do malacha. The person who said atach in antonu meikar din is allowed to do malacha. The kama besimin reishayin test av shiloi hivdol ala kois. Even though he didn't say avdol ala kois, but after avdol betzuli, you're allowed to do a malacha. So I'm allowed to ask him to do a malacha for me. What? Enochanami. Here he's speaking about a normal case that he's having Meirev. It's careful for Mustama to have Meirev and to be Mavdo Betfilim. So that's the case. Umuta lehones, and now he does a malacha for me. He's putting on light. He's cooking for me. No problem. Valevush oisa. The Levush holds that this is awesome. Elohim came Beirech, that means if he's in the middle of Shalashudis, the Levush holds he's not allowed to tell someone to do a malach of him. Elohim came Beirech, unless he benched, we see a Gnatoy Mea Shabbos. Vachoinim iskimu ima Shulchan Aruch, not like the Levush, that a Philum. By him, it's echt in the middle of Shabbos, and Shalashudis, he's allowed to tell Yenda to do a malacha. Now, v'im omar hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol be'emtza sudosai. What is the din if the person who is in the middle of Shalashudis said hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol? So now he's allowed to do malacha also. So then, according to the Lamush, there's no shaila. We don't pass like the Lamush. But the mama hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol b'emtzus adosai l'kula al mishori. Then, according to the Lamush, it's mutter because I said I have dolim Moshe Kosu. So then, according to the Levush, this would be mutter. Ach, sorich iyon, im yochel, achakach, loima, ritzei, bebirchas, amozain, kiven, shoso, mitchilo, lochel. But to be summarized by its orchin, we can say ritzei now. Since he said, amavdo ben kodesh, so the Meister, he made it already on Shabbos, so he can't say the say anymore. Well, he's benching without. Well, he's ichu jaytu shalashudis. It's no shaila. Yeah, he's ichu jaytu shalashudis. He ate it. Yeah, but the tefillah of ritzei he can't say anymore because now it's by him it's on Shabbos. But not by him it's on Shabbos. See, since it's allowed to do malachis, Agavuchi brings down something very interesting. Even though he said Amavdo ben Kodesh l'chol, he can continue eating. He's not mechuyim v'avdolim. That means it's a very interesting matzav over here. It's he's not I'm in Milam Shalishugas now. I'm allowed to do malacha and yeah. I remember I was once by Shalashudis. They were making Sheva Broches by Shalashudis. And there was a lot of lumdom over there. And there was a shaila, what do you do with the choice of Birchas Hamozein? You make a Briya Goffin. It's before Hamdoli, you're not allowed to make a bread pig offering. You're allowed to make this a whole tumum. Lameisa, it's brought down in the later poskim that the chosin should bench and the chosin should make bayra priya gofen. The chosin's not allowed to drink from the kosh. That's what brought down in the later achronim. But al kaponim, when this shaila occurred, this was before all these svarim were around. So there was a big tumult there, what to do. So someone had a bright idea. He said, the Baruch Hamavdol ben Kodesh Lachel, and finished. So he made Abdullah. No, I think he made Mamish Abdullah, I think, in the middle. He made Abdullah. So in the middle of the Suda, he made Abdullah. So there's no Shaila to drink the Kois. He made Abdullah ready. It was after this man. He made Abdullah. But then later, they told him he lost his insight. Well, suppose he had no Shaila with the Baruch Priya Goffin. With the Sheva Brochus. Yeah. Chosav HaPrima Godem. B'moitoy Shabbos Ein HaYochid Nigrar Achar HaRoiv. That means even though Erev Shabbos, if Roiv of the Tzibur was Mekabur Shabbos, he wasn't Mekabur Shabbos. He's Mechuyev to be Nigrar Bosar Roiv of Tzibur. But Moitzoy Shabbos, even though Roiv of Tzibur is still by them is still Shabbos, and he is not nigra av bishakulam leispalu leivdilu yachalu lahavdul velasis melachim ishigiyazman. There's no din greiren meitzoy Shabbos. Siv reish samach dalin. Ein oisin psila lener shel Shabbos was speaking about the wicks that one uses for a ner shel Shabbos. Now, normally, bizman chazal, a ner was a receptacle that had either shemen in it or something else, and he put a wick, and the wick burnt from the shemen. So now there are halachas, what materials can be used for a wick. Ein oisim psila l'ner shel Shabbos, Beiner Shaala Shulchan, say the ner that is being used to eat by, Bein Koner Shamadlik Bebayis, Midovo Shuhur Einoi Neches Boy, Elo Nisroch Svivo. If this wick is made out of a material that the fire will not penetrate the whole wick, it only hangs on superficially to the outside of the wick. The wick does not burn well. And the fire will flicker because the fire does not penetrate the wick, because the wick is made out of certain materials which do not burn well. So this material is also to use as a wick for Ner Shabbos. Now he enumerates which wicks are awesome. Kegain Tzemer, he's making a wick out of wool. Wool does not burn well. Veseyo, hair, chiyotzebem. Elo midovo shaul nislaboy. He's only permitted to use a wick that the fire will not flicker, but will burn well in this wick. For example, kegain pishton and nefutzon, combed out flax, or beged sheish, or beged made out of linen, v'tzema gefen, or cotton, v'kandvos chiyotze bohem. So the while we had which materials one should not make a wick out of and which materials one should make a wick out of. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. מדבר, אתם מבצעו פסילה איסו שמונים, later בגניהם, certain fuel is also to use for נר שבס, שאין מאירים יופי, they do not burn well, they do not illuminate well. וחיישינון, we are afraid, so since it's not burning well, he wants illumination, שמא יטה הכלי, so he might tilt the כלי, שיובי השמן שבסויסה אל הפסילה, that the שמן that is inside this כלי should get closer to saturate the wick, כדי שידלק יופי. That means in the middle of Shabbos, perhaps not thinking, but he needs illumination. So, what? Same thing. Now, Yontav is Mutam. Yontav is Mutam, Dabir Aloche. Avul Yontav Mutam, Kol Apsilus Vashmon. The first Bir Aloche. Yontav is Mutam. יקדאי שידליק יופי וחייב משום מעביר נלבי חייב על סמעביר וקנבוס אלי הרבי כוסף תנוכן להח ולחתכו בקנבוס עם הם שבאחר אלי הרבי סמחמם. Yeah, now let's go further. So the first halacha was one should not be madlik in the neiris that he's using for Shabbos with these inferior wicks. Side the neir he's madlik ala shulchan, side the neir that is used to illuminate the rest of the house, he should not be madlik. Period. That's one then. Now, he didn't do this. He was madlik, finished. Now what happens now? Vimhidlik bidvorim hasurim. Also, l'hishtamish loiroi. So now there's a second halachim. You are not permitted to derive benefit from these neiris. He did one avla that you were madlik them. Fine. But now, in Shabbos, you have to make sure not to derive benefit from these neiris. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Asurim, if he was madlik, ben psul psilois, he used the he made a wick out of something which should not be used for wicks. Ben shmonim, also lishtamish, afilu tashmish, she'enoi tzorich iyun. Even something that does not need concentration, that means, but you know, avobikain shemoyatim. But whatever he's doing, he might come, but he's deriving benefit from it. You don't need iyun, you don't need concentration, but you're deriving benefit shemoyatim. Deilu bedavo shetzorich iyun, something that needs a lot of concentration. Also, lasses b'shabes loyer aner afilu b'ner yochem. So, ain koyin loyer aner. You're not allowed to learn loyer aner because shemo yater. T'besim inayin reishay. Number one. So, we're speaking about something that doesn't need too much concentration, but he's deriving benefit from this nair. He's not close up to the nair, he's far away from the nair, but he's deriving benefit from the nair, so it's also, because there's a gzeira shemayata. If he derives benefit, he's a machal Shabbos. That means Chazal asked to derive benefit from such a nail. ואתה לכמה בסימן תארה עם גימול כוסף, לבניוננו אפילו יש אחי אמא שלא יאויסוי, אפילו אוכי אוסר דייב של איזור שלא יאטה. ומין like this, by the הלוכם, of אין קוירן לאויר הנר, you're not allowed to learn in front of a nair, because you might be makim, if there are two people learning together, it is permissible, because we assume and we rely that if one will want to fix the nair, the other will remind him. That is by the din of ein koyren leir haner, by a nair that gives off good light. We're afraid he might still be mad, and that we're soymer and a shaymer. But on these inferior psilis, a pillow a shaymer also doesn't help. What? Then you're not allowed to learn. When that one goes out, you're not allowed to learn. So when he goes out, then the first one is also. What? So you're not allowed to learn then. Finished. When that person goes out, I'm not allowed to learn. Yeah. Now we're going to have a Gemara. So the Gemara says, "V'imid l'gevur masurim also l'shtam ishloyim." Finished. It's also. V'yesh oimrim akulim. V'im yesh ner echod midvorim hamotorim. If there is burning one nail with a good psila, that means he has five nails burning. One nail is a good psila, the wick is made out of cotton, and the other four nails have inferior psilas. So the yesh aimim, the yesh nail echod, מדבורים המותורים מותר להשתמש לאיר האחרים. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah soon. One heter, one cooler. וכן, a second cooler. דבור שאפשר בלוינר, something that I really can do without a nair, that means without the illumination of a nair, I thought there wouldn't be any light. I could do what I'm doing now, and there's light now, it's helping me. But what I want to do now, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah Misholim, I could do without a nair. Mutalasis apilo eitzel neiris achem. Then I'm allowed to do it by these neiris. There's a yesh oimrim. Two kulis we had. One cooler we had, if there is one good nail, so then he's allowed to derive benefit from the inferior nails. And the second cooler, if this is a shimush, which does not need a nail, then he's also allowed to derive benefit from these inferior nails. But this is the yesh oimrim. It's not a double muskim. Others are mako. So I'll tell you, it's a bit cooler. That means, if this is all what he has, and the shimush, what he wants to make, is l'tzoyrech Shabbos, we could be soymach on this heter. If it's not l'tzoyrech Shabbos, forget about it. Then he wouldn't be soymach on this heter. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah to try to understand what the Gemara said. Mutar l'ishtamesh. So there's a machlokes, the Mogen Avraham and the Lior Rabbe. The Mogen Avraham says, Amoyre d'kechidish. Afilu haneiris oimdois b'cheder acher. Amoyre d'kechidish. That means he has two rooms. In the dining room, he has four inferior nails burning. In the kitchen, he has one good nail. So the Magen Avraham says that he's allowed to, that this Yashayim Mod, he's allowed to be mishtamish in the dining room, since there's a good nair in the kitchen. The kivin sheyesh b'mokim echad nair kosher, since in one place there's a nair kosher, yisker who remember v'layate gam b'mkoyim ha'isachayim. This will remind him, and he won't be matter gambim kaimes acherim. So we have to understand this. This is very difficult to understand, since in the other room there's a good name. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, the kivon sheitrichu ner kosher b'mokim echad yesh loyheker v'zikorim b'zev loyovi lahatos. That means like this: he comes into the dining room, and there's all inferior neres. So yes, the Rav, I'm allowed to use it. So the Rav says, well, if you have one kosher ner, then you're allowed to use it. If you don't have a kosher there, then you're not allowed to use it. So this halacha, that he has to have a kosher there in order to use this, this will remind him and be a echo that there's something wrong with this there. I can't use it, Kamazoi. I can only use it if there's a kosher there. So it seems that this kosher there is a hecker for him, that he should be careful with these neiris. I mean, the Rav told them clearly, if there won't be burning a nair over there, you can't use these neiris. So the Rav told them these neiris are a problem, the problematic neiris, you might be mad there. But if there's a nair kosher someplace else, then you would mutter. So it seems that this nair is a hecker for him that, that he won't be matter the other nails. This is the Shittus Magen Avraham. Kein Pirish for Magen Avraham, Amir Nikachidish. Ubeiloy Rabbe, Kosav, the Rabbe is Chaylik and the Magen Avraham. Dor Hashulchan is Chaylik and the Magen Avraham. And he says as follows, Shekabonis, Aramo, Hainu, the Davke boys say cheder atzmei. No. The Ramah was only makel if you have in this room a good nair. So memele. So then be'etzem, I have a good nair to be mishtamish with. This, the other four nairis is only an addition, but I have besides these four nairis illumination from one nair. So then you'll have to derive benefit from the poor neiris also, since this is not your sole benefit, your sole source of illumination. So memele, then I'm allowed to. That's Eliyahu Rabin. Va'ayim bebir agrot, bedibar amasru v'yeshemim dim, bedabin yineinu li'achanike li'yeshemim hazeh, v'shom aleinu mutu l'shtamish l'nechanikim, k'shaner kosher, oy meid etzlom v'loy b'cheder achel. The going is, it compares this into the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah, if you have a shamish, so there's a day you're allowed to derive benefit from the Neiris Hanukkah, because in your sword I have already a shamish which is illuminating the area. Hey, the Mephorish Kiliya Rabbe, the Chaim B'Sefer Kovel Nesano, Machmel K'shoimet B'Cheder Acher. So we have here, so the Kul of the Magen Avraham is not so poshut. That's one cooler. So one cooler, we said, if we have a Ner Acher, according to Magen Avraham, I feel it's in a different room, according to the Rabbi Sabi, in this room. One cooler. A second cooler, if what I am doing, theoretically, I do not need an illumination of a nair at all to do what I'm doing. No, the nair is helping me. B'loy nair. So he says, what is the case? Kegoin. Lishkav b'cheder. That means I want to lay down in this room. So even without any nair, I couldn't figure out that here's the bed and I'm lying down in the bed. I mean, I don't need illumination to do this pula. If I have an air burning, we're talking about nighttime, yeah. That means because he doesn't need a fellow without any light, he can figure out where the bed is and he'll know where to lie down on the bed. It's not something that needs illumination to be able to do what he's doing. Oi, the second case. Oi, limshach yayin min hamartes, b'ayin derech kli shekoyrim, hon oi liber b'loshen ashkenaz, b'loy derech barzov. So here on the bottom he explains as follows. That means he's going down into the cellar. Now he wants to take, here's a barrel of wine. He wants to take wine out of the barrel. So there are two oifanim. One oifan is, this barrel is very sophisticated. There's a spout on the barrel. You go to the spout and you put the keli underneath the spout and you take out wine. Now this pu'ula, a fella without any light, you're able to figure it out. You feel where the spout is and you put a keli underneath the spout, it's not that well. You can do this. So if there's a light burning in the cellar with this inferior psila, it's also mutter, because what I'm doing, I can theoretically do without this light. But what is, if it is a balza, so a balza explains as follows. It wasn't a sophisticated barrel. He had a hole in the barrel, and the barrel was stuffed with something. Now he's going to take out the stopper, and this is not without illumination. You take out the stopper, you can get the whole cellar full of wine. That means you have to see or let him more or less what is happening, how it's falling. That means if you don't have a faucet in the barrel, it's irrelevant. But it means it is a faucet, so he's in control of what's going to happen. He turns on the faucet, turns off the faucet. He doesn't need light to do what he's doing. But if he doesn't have a faucet, there's a hole in the stopper and dust. It's an adventure, what? Messy, who knows what he'll end up with. So then this snare is very important. Then it's awesome. So this was the second heter of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Mutalasis, eli Rabbi Pirish, davkik sheyesh al kaponim ner echot kosher bebayis shayidei zemut afilu becheder achem." Eli Rabbi said, in this case, you need two smallest lahater. That means I really don't need the ner here, and I also have a simin from the second. So with two talkilat. It's mutter. That's how the rabbi was a big machma. I'm a shah achron in pirshu. The afilu einer kosher klal mutter la yesh oimrim hazem. So the Gemara says, this is a yesh oimrim. Yesh la hokel b'diyamet. He says, listen, we weren't allowed to make this nail, but now it's here already. And you need this for Shabbos, so memele you can be soimach on these kulis. Well, where are you shaming them? With the Gemara brought on your shaman. Yeah, shaman. It seems it's not asking me like it's just telling us lachera. Yeah, lachera zay. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, That will be the best.